to officially welcome everyone wherever you are in the world, live or in the replay. We are here at day number two of our Tibetan Karma Challenge, and it is an incredible day. And being here with you on day number two, it's a very big step for you, and hopefully you understand, and for me as well. And before we begin today, or as we are going to begin day number two of Tibetan Karma, first of all, I would like to congratulate you for the incredible feedback that I've been receiving from day number one. I hope that all of us had a chance to self-reflect, to reflect on our day, and now we are moving forward in our elements, and in our understanding of ourselves, and in building and clearing those waters for us, you know, the waters of our mind that we are living in. And as we begin, I would like to ask you to do the entire meditation today, actually to begin the meditation from a standing up posture, and not to do the entire meditation from a standing up posture, because our body is so free as we allow it, and as we are being guided to take any posture once we begin from a standing posture. But take a few moments, if you haven't done so, and clear some room around and put that chair away. Move everything that could be on your way so you can have the next hour with your eyes closed and free and expressive, because I have this feeling you may need it. The inspiration today is great, and I hope that it will transfer itself right through into your experience just as well. We are here together, so there is no reason why it shouldn't. So here I am. I'm giving you some time. Those of you who already have the space, make sure you begin from a standing a posture with your eyes closed. Your hands are free to your sides. Your feet are at the width of your shoulders, and that gives you the enough balance to begin from a standing posture, but also to allow the movement of the body, to allow the guidance without feeling that you're being pushed over. But at no time should you feel that you have to remain in that posture. Keep your feet to the ground until the body guides you differently. So here we are. But before we begin, we're going to have really three parts today. We're going to have the first part, which the reason why we begin from a standing posture, because I want a full self-regulation with a certain intention, with a certain understanding inside. That self-regulation would guide us into working with air. We're going to begin with the air and the wind, and then we're going to move into the fire element today. So that would be the gradual progression. First is self-regulation. So as your eyes are closed, you already begin listening to your body. You begin listening to your thoughts. No matter what kind of thoughts they are, and you will see that they change and they come down until eventually you may find that most of the thoughts are strictly focused into your experience, into your physical experience, into your current inner experience. That's where the thoughts will be, and that's where we want them to, you know, that's where we're going to find them eventually. But then from time to time, they will also awaken something new, something deeper. It will be cyclical. It will awaken something deeper. And that deeper, again, we would need to frame, name, internalize, watch for it in our body, and bring ourselves back. And it will be cyclical, and at some point it will be quiet, only paying attention to the body, and then it will change again. And that's good. That's very good. So we're going to begin the self-regulation as you continue listening to your body, freeing your head and your neck, freeing your shoulders, freeing your hands and your arms and your wrists and your back and your lower back and your knees, freeing yourself as if you are in water, standing there, and the waves are coming your way, and you're letting them be. But what I want to begin today, this incredible journey of day two in Tibetan Karma, is with the question. The question is, do you think you matter? Do you think you matter? Do you wake up in the morning feeling like you have an important role to play in this grand scheme of things, of life, of other people's experience? Do you think you matter? As I'm asking this question, a thought will arrive. An association will come, an image maybe. An emotion. I want you to capture this thought, this emotion, this feeling that comes as an inspiration from the words, from the question that I just asked. And it doesn't matter what it is. You may like it or not like it. You may be feeling inspired or feeling agitated. But in both cases, I want you to capture that response. Capture that response. Be objective. Frame it. Name it. Literally, give it a name. Whatever that may be, if it's an image, just call that image out. Give it a name. And then, look back into your body. And continue your self-regulation by paying attention how that question, or what inspired inside of you from that question, where does it settle in the body? How does it make the body feel? Where and how does it make it move or not move? Breath. Take your time. Do you think you matter? And I hope you, all of us, you know, would answer that question with that. Of course I matter. What kind of a question? But then you say, I matter because of what? Because you have people who depend on you? Is that why you matter? Because you have people who love you? Because you have people who value you? Is that why you're mad? You matter because your parents told you so, or maybe they didn't. You matter because you have some talent. And notice every time I stimulate a thought, it creates an image, likely. It creates a feeling. You may protect yourself from it. You may get angry inside. You may feel good, empowered. But whatever that may be, let's catch it. Let's capture it. Let's frame it. Name it. And then go back to the self-regulation. Go back inside the body. I have to tell you, you matter. Of course you do. You matter more than you think. Most people actually grow up in a world where we either feel dispensable, where our individual contribution may have gone unrecognized. We cannot help it without realizing this sense of don't matter. I don't matter. Has developed deep unconscious confusion. And as a result of that seed, has caused us to make choices and take action about our lives since we were very young. And have grown into many other related unconscious confusions that continue guiding us. If you catch yourself, you may even recognize some of these feelings and actions, patterns in your daily life. And often in order to compensate for that void, for the deep void of not recognizing why and how we matter, we often are looking for external distractions, overachieving, hyperproductive lifestyle, addiction, illness. So here it is, no matter what your parents have told you, no matter how planned you were or loved or accepted you were in your life, no matter what society tells you and how you value yourself, maybe by your mind, body, your look, your youth, your contacts, your money, no matter what, you actually matter more than you think. Again, catch the thought. If you don't think you matter and you wake up in the morning, how committed, how passionate can you be in your day, in your other endeavors, with your relationship with people, with your work? If you don't think you matter, or you don't realize internally how that affects you, how much do you value other people? And how much they matter, how you value them, likely, just likely, exactly the way as you would unconsciously value yourself. Unconsciously. This is why we are doing this work, to go deep into that unconscious. Beyond the reactive state of passion and aggression and confusion, and bring clarity. I thought one of the first, the most important, is this higher recognition of how much you really matter. So you say, of course I matter. Eric, of course I know that. But would it make a difference if you were never born? And would those people who you reflect off right now in your mind, if they never knew you, would they know to miss you? Notice the thought that comes to your mind. Notice to reflect at inwards. Catch it, frame it, name it, then go back to self-regulation. Look, ask yourself, what does my body want to do next? What does it want to express next? How does it feel inside? The fact is that you matter so much that your mere existence, your birth, is the universe's way, God's way, to saying that you matter. Your mere birth. Yes, you matter not because you think that you are important, or because others tell you that you are, or because of your financial or talent or looks or performance or productivity level. You matter because you were put here amongst us. You are an indispensable musical note in this universal sound. You are irreplaceable. The world would not be the same if you were not here, or if you were not to fulfill your calling. Catch this thought. Catch the image that comes to your mind right now. Frame it. Name it. And listen. Listen to what the body feels. Know that it's just one more inspiration. No matter what it feels like. And it will go away. And a new one will come. And let the movement, the posture, the sensation express themselves. Pay attention. I'm going to give you a few moments of reflection on everything that has been said so far. As you pay even greater attention to the subtle sensations in your body, catch the thoughts that they inspire, bring it back to the body. As we embody this better and better today, the message will begin to be clearer and clearer. I want this wisdom, the knowledge from the inside to be more evident. Remember that there are three stages. One is your belief, another is recognition, and the third is living truth. We are now begin a new level of understanding, which is called wisdom, which is the value is from within. Take your time, be patient with yourself. You're doing very well. You're doing very well. Take your time. Be patient. Pay attention to the little signal, the small little one. There are some gross sensations in the body that really give us the obvious movement, the obvious lightness, or the obvious heaviness in the body. But right next to them, right around these areas, if you and when you pay attention, you find subtle little signal, almost unnoticed. But then you pay attention to them, you give them value, and then they awaken into becoming more obvious sensation. And then it awakens the thought, the feeling from deep, cleanses our mind. Trust. Relax the head and the neck. Relax the shoulders, the arms. Remember that you matter. And this moment matters. And what you experience matters. How much? And why is what we are about to discover from within. And how it relates to your life, your moment, your truth. air. And wind is movement. And today's new element is fire, which is also, when used skillfully, it becomes a motivation. All the four elements speak to us at once. Some are a little bit more evident than others at different times in different ways. We use those elements to help us each time, using them to better know the story of our body. It's crucial because the way to change according to the Tibetan karma is to allow that change. Allow and to notice in the body. So here we are, we begin again some of review. For you right now, the wind and air element. We begin by noticing our breath. As you breathe in and breathe out, notice the air coming in. And the air coming out of your nostrils. Notice it not only inside your body, but also on the surface of your body, where the air touches your nostrils. Is it cool? Is it warm? Is it gentle? Soft? Does it have a scent? Notice the movement of your abdomen. As the air is coming in. Now you have two stages, I guess, in the process. One is the mind, the observing mind. And another is the air and its effect on the body. Continue noticing the breath. As it's coming in and it's coming going out. And relax and put. Letting the body guide you as well. With the mind and the breath, begin to feel all the cavities in your body. Take your time on it. Begin with your nostrils and your mouth. Your ears. Feel the shape of these cavities. Time. Your stomach, your intestine. Your heart. Your lungs. Your bladder, your joint, the socket, cavity of the joint. Use your breath to gain a sense of size and depth of these cavities. You may feel the energy rising from time to time as we are moving forward, and when it does, it creates a sensation, a special sensation in your body. Please catch that thought, that sensation, that joy. Catch it, frame it, name it, and bring it back to the body, knowing it will change. Very often I see students trying to reach a certain sensation of this high energy and bliss, and then they don't let it go. And they don't allow deeper levels of karma to surface. They could stay there for years. They didn't know any better. There's a universal law of change, just like season. Change. So will the sensation. So will the experience. So will the thought. And we have to let it. Therefore, instead of developing it, we actually let it change by giving it its own life to that thought, giving it a name, giving it a life, and then bringing it back to its source inside our body. Now, continue sizing these cavities inside with your mind, the element of air, of wind. Now, as if they all join into one, merge into one cavity. Feel the element of air flowing through this larger space. All through this larger space into your bone, into your bone. And make sure you don't miss any of the parts of your skeleton or your bone. And let that air breathe through all the skeleton, from the top of the head, the back of the head, down the spine. Your rib cage, your arm, your shoulder, your hand, finger, thumb, your hips, your legs, your toes. The element of air helps bring back freedom to our motion and stimulate the next step, the change. Beautiful. The next we will look at how the influence of the fire element transforming into the motivation from this movement, into the motivation that the fire arrives with, that inspires. The fire element actually helps heal the fears of dying, both of our own and others, family and friends. It also calms those who are frightened of success. And we begin this next stage in our Tibetan karma by listening and focusing on our own heartbeat. Let's try to do that. I'll give you some time. You may feel the rhythms and the pulsation through your body, but what I want you to do is to literally listen to it in your heart. So take your time until you sense and feel it in your own heartbeat. In the process, catch the thought. Bring them back to the heartbeat. Let it awaken sensation, other sensation, feeling, thought. But do catch your mind. Catch the image or the thought. Frame it. Name it. Bring it back to the body. Observe how it affects the body. Where does it settle? How? Fire element that we now focus in and finding the root of it in our heart, the form of inspiration. Sometimes that little flame that starts in our heart maybe feels hot, sometimes it's cooler. Notice the different sensations through your body. To express, let your body surprise you. It may want to take you down to the floor, it may already have. Continue following through with the body and paying attention to that heartbeat. that maybe now is beating throughout your entire surface of your skin, your full body. Fire element directly affects our bile, our digestive function, and brings a spark into the regulatory system of the metabolism. It helps, the fire element, it helps strengthen the immune system. Control the temperature of the body, influence circulation and heart function, and also vision. Take your time. Fire creates an inner desire for overcoming obstructions, for self-development, inspiration, wisdom, joy. It influences the worlds of our business, our career, of course, our relationships. Take your time. Listen to your body. Going to give you some moments of quiet. Take your time. Be patient. Be diligent in this work. You matter. Everything we are doing matters. Matters much more than you think. listen to your body. Trust your body. Catch the thought. Frame it. Name it. And bring the attention back. Diligently, carefully, from one posture to another, from one movement to another, from one thought to another, from one feeling to another. Listen to that fire element. Gain the knowledge of it from within. There are certain mudras and hand gestures that are related to each of the elements. But before we even touch on them, we want to bring the true, the stages of movement and postures, the true here and now expressions to life from within. You're doing very good. Continue listening. Continue trusting. Continue looking for the not so obvious signal, sign, thought, emotion, sensation. Notice the not so evident. Bring your attention to that. Excellent. It will become more and more clear to you where we're going and why. But that clarity has to come from within. Every step we take in this journey will give you more and more clarity, more and more recognition of the value of your existence, of the value of this work, of the value of your life and others' lives. One step after another. You're doing extremely well, and as always, our time together is up. But if you have a little bit more time, stay in this energy. 10, 15, 20 more minutes.
You will see how. You may have been trying again a little too hard, a little bit more judgmental than necessary. And now you'll have this opportunity to bring it back and relax and stand back and observe which much greater power of freedom. Reflect, catch the thoughts, bring them back into the body, into the experience. You've done amazing. Our day 2 of Tibetan Karma is complete. We will meet again on day 3. You get a time until then for self-reflection, for the daily reflection. They're all tools which will help you move forward. They're very subtle tools. Just start, just do, just one small effort, and you will see. Thank you for being here today. I appreciate both the energy and the opportunity. Until next time, my name is Eric Feldman. This is our day 2 of Tibetan Karma. Good luck to you.